I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Hall County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that one of its deputies was shot and killed last night. According to officials, the deputy was attempting to stop a stolen car when he was shot by one of the suspects in the area of Jesse Jewell Parkway and Highland Avenue. One of the suspects, believed to be the shooter, was hit by gunfire and was also taken to the medical center for treatment. Deputies are actively searching for the remaining suspects, who are considered armed and dangerous. The Gainesville Police Department, Georgia State Patrol, and the Gwinnett County Police Department are assisting in the search. State records show that the number of Georgia families receiving welfare benefits has dropped by more than two-thirds in the past 14 years. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports it's the result of intentional pressure to drive down the rolls. The number of families receiving aid from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program dropped even during the Great Recession. State officials say the decreasing rolls are a sign that the program is working. The newspaper reports that the trend in Georgia mirrors what's happening nationally. And the Federal Communications Commission will vote Wednesday on a $100 million initiative to improve health care access for rural Americans. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The money would boost funding for telehealth equipment across the country, including here in Georgia, allowing people who can't get to a hospital to see their doctors online. Sherry Williams is with Global Partnership for Telehealth in Waycross. She says money from the FCC would be a big help.
We understand rural Georgia. We understand how to work in these communities. And we know how to set up a program that's sustainable and successful.
Telemedicine is increasing in popularity as many rural hospitals close and doctors gravitate to larger cities. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Coastal Georgia's largest county is helping residents prepare for an emergency during hurricane season. The Chatham County Emergency Management Agency in Savannah will hold a free Citizen Hurricane Academy the week of July 20th. The program includes presentations by meteorologists, local emergency planners, and other experts on how evacuation decisions are made, how to prepare financially for a disaster, and some basic first aid tips for use in emergencies. The Atlantic hurricane season runs through December 1st. Coastal Georgia evacuated for hurricanes in 2017, for Hurricane Matthew, and for Hurricane Irma in 2018. Well, whether you're a conservative or progressive, you know that electricity powers our homes, our schools, our livelihoods. And today, Georgia is in the midst of a big shift in how it makes electricity. In our series, Powering Georgia, this week we look at the future of power generation in the state, the rapid growth of renewable energy, and the economy of it all. That's Powering Georgia. Part one airs this afternoon on All Things Considered. And in sports, despite two goals from Joseph Martinez, Atlanta United came away with a 3-3 tie against the New York Red Bulls yesterday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The tie leaves Atlanta United with 30 points for the season, good enough for third place in the MLS Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.